Larry Goldings isn't home much in 2019. He's a touring musician who's played dates with his quartet and with James Taylor's all-star band, a band that's included the likes of Bonnie Raitt. He'll be in Star Theater at Walton Arts Center tomorrow night with yet another ensemble, a trio built around Goldings at the organ with guitarist Peter Bernstein and drummer Bill Stewart. Robert Ginsberg, host of Shades of Jazz every Friday night on KUAF, recently talked with Larry Goldings about his career and his music.
You recently appeared in Little Rock, Arkansas with James Taylor, and I mention this because you've worked with James, what is it, for nearly 20 years, I think. And I remember back years ago when the great jazz pianist Don Grolnick worked with Taylor as his right-hand musical man. So my question to you, does James Taylor have a particular affection for jazz piano players?
In fact, most of the band are in some way or another involved in jazz. And he does tend to like people who, you know, have good ears, you know, and can learn new material quickly and things like that. And, you know, there's a certain amount of jazz in James's language, you know, in his musical language. I think he finds that the best interpreters of his music are people who have, who also have a command of that language. And then the trick then becomes how to sort of know when to use it and when not to use it, you know. And whereas jazz musicians can be very versatile, they can also sometimes want to always be playing notes and sort of doing things a lot, you know, as opposed to serving somebody else's music. And so I think he does look for people who both have that language in their playing, but also understand their role in his band, you know. Who knows how to navigate his music, all his music, you know.
You actually spent over a year touring with James Taylor as his sole accompanist. It was just him singing and playing the guitar and you on the piano. Isn't that right?
We did, yeah. It was called James Taylor and the One Man Band. And we started doing these smaller theaters. He has a great talent for, you know, thinking about how he's presenting his music.
Seems like a good time to take a couple of moments to introduce the band. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, if you will, the multi-talented Mr. Larry Goldings. Larry Goldings.
Larry, your career has been remarkably diverse and rich and busy, I might add, whether performing with your own groups or touring and performing with people like Sarah Vaughan, Leon Russell, Ricky Lee Jones, Diana Krall, Dr. Lonnie Smith, and on and on and on. When I think of that in the context of the organ trio, and that's the group you're going to be bringing to Fayetteville on March 15th,
that's
kind of like a Mississippi River through your career in some ways. It's, I mean, what is it now, 28 years that you guys have been playing together?
I think it's almost 30. The organ trio was there before any of the really nice sidemen gigs came in. So, you know, it's it's we've just always tried to keep it going, even if it means maybe just 2 tours a year. And that's really home for me, though. I mean, that's really where it's the only regular group I've ever had or been a part of. I've had some piano trios, piano quartets, but never anything like the amount of years and records that I've, you know, made with those guys. So it's just something that's always going to be there, I hope. That's when I can sort of be the full-on me. I don't have to necessarily limit any part of what I like to do, and it's very freeing.
Goldings will be at Star Theater tomorrow night as part of the Goldings Bernstein Stewart Jazz Trio. He talked with Robert Ginsberg earlier this month. And Robert also recently talked to another member of that trio, guitarist Peter Bernstein, a veteran of the New York jazz scene. In the last 30 years, Bernstein's been part of more than 80 recordings, including 9 of his own. Robert talked to him about his work as a collaborator and as a band leader.
I have so much respect for what you bring to not only your instrument, but to the music. I feel like your playing really embodies this reverence for melody. How has that informed your approach to soloing? What do you try to convey?
Well, I mean, the longer I play, the less I want to feel some kind of delineation between the melody and the solo. Like, because that's the wall that you might hit as a so-called jazz musician trying to take a jazz solo is that now you're kind of playing like jazzy things from the vocabulary of jazz, which is fine. We all try to develop our vocabulary and learn from the masters. I mean, people like Louis Armstrong, Lester Young, Charlie Parker, you know, they all have vocabularies and voices. But to me, all the strongest players, the people that really hit me on every level, which is, you know, not just my hand saying like, wow, what are they playing? But also the heart part, which is like, I love how what they're playing makes me feel. And I love how they can be so communicative and so just convey so much feeling is that quality of melody and just kind of everything that they play is a song, is the song, you know? And so more and more, as I'm playing longer and longer and trying to, you know, hit these walls of, you know, what do I play? How do I make it interesting? How do I not play the same stuff I played yesterday or 5 years ago or whatever? It's just going deeper into the song and trying to feel like I can take a melody and make melodies from that.
Peter Bernstein, guitarist, spoke with Robert Ginsberg earlier this month. Bernstein, along with organist Larry Goldings and drummer Bill Stewart, will perform in Star Theater at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville tomorrow night at 7:30. By the way, you can also hear Robert Friday night. He hosts Shades of Jazz each Friday evening at 10 on 91.3, and the show then has an encore Saturday mornings at 11 on KUAF3.